Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a schus for Avi Mori and Imi Maratzi Sheyichyu, the schus Moshe Rabin Peshadina, Brian Yisrael Bar Moshe Mordechai, Yochevet Fege Bas Michal Yudis Basia, Chana Gittel Bas Naomi Eliza, Leinishmas Rav Baruch Ben Rav Yosef, Leinishmas Bar Zester Bas Rav Shmuel, Shasmaras Khanabas Khanabas Alta Khanabas of Mayor Zev. In my neighborhood, about Parshas Lech Lecha, a week ago and change, there was a bris after the Vasikin Minyan on Shabbos, and they were mechabed somebody to say brachas who had not yet davened. They have the Vasikin Minyan and then the main minyan. So this person came in early for the main minyan. He was there for the bris, but he hadn't davened yet. They were mechabed him to say brachas. So the shaila is, can he say Bari Priya Gafen? Or maybe since he hasn't yet eaten, he can't make the bracha of Bari Priya Gafen. In our Chaim Tavkuf Nun Tes, Sivkot Zayin, Yerodei Arei Samechei, Sivkot Siv Dalit, says the Mechaber that on Tisha B'Av, another time the Yos, that the Mevarech can drink from the kos. He should say a Bari Priya Gafen, and he should have Kavanah to Patu the Yoledes with his bracha, and she should drink. And even though normally we say you can't be Motzi someone else in a Brichas Nenen if you're not Nene, Pnei Yeshua already writes in Subis in the Kunsh Sachar and Oschafal from the Brichas Bari Priya Gafen of Erusin, that since the Iker Yain is lav lehanas mechavein el mishum kovet ha-mitzvah, it's considered like birchas ha-mitzvahs. Here also by bris milah, it's considered birchas ha-mitzvahs, and the memela, the mevarech can be motzi the yoledes, and she drinks. However, in our case, you can't do that, because the yoledes can't drink either. She hasn't heard kiddush. So, we're going to analyze this suffix based on the Torah of Mor v'Rabbi, Nagona Gadol Rav Chaim Meir Horowitz. First of all, Yesh Ladun, is it mutter to say Bari Priya Gafen and drink a little bit of the wine? Since it's before davening, the Mechaber says in our Chaim Peites Sif Gimel that you're not allowed to eat and drink before davening. However, let's say it's less than a kezayis. So the Rambam says, Asu Ladun Shitam Klum Moshiasim Alacha Me'achash Yalom and Ashachar. So it's muchach that even to be toim pachas mikazayis, sheyutoim klum, even pachas mikazayis is asur. So it's the chinuch in Reish Mem Ches, l'sechlo al adam, we learn you're not allowed to eat anything, even taste anything, before you daven. Minchas chinuch there is meyer, that b'loshen hashas, it says, v'esu v'chinim v'shem lozer v'nyayikiv, ma'idach siv l'sechlo al adam, l'sechlo kodim shet v'spalo al damchem. So in fact, there's a loshen of achil, it's muchach, that less than a kezayis is mutter. And the Mechaber in Peites Siv Gimel also doesn't say that ti'ima is aser. So we have the Rambam says ti'ima is aser. Chinuch goes in his derech. And chas chinuch is meyer that melosh and ashas, it's mashma that ti'ima is mutter. Only achil is aser. Fear dois the minchas chinuch that it's talui if tefillah is a mitzvah doi reis or not. According to the Rambam, that tefillah is doi raisoi bazoi, we can say that the isser to eat before davening that's learned from the pasuk l'asechlu al adam is an isser teira. But according to the Ramban, that the chi of tefillah is de rabbonon, bazoi, the isser to eat before davening is also only de rabbonon. So according to the tzad that to eat before davening is an isser teira, we can say that tzim is also aser mishum chatzi shir. But according to the tzad that chi of tefillah is only de rabbonon, we can say that tzim is mutter because no isser chatzi shir. And so it's the Chavis Yoil in the Makor Chaim al Shulchan Aruch Chaim Peites Ois Gimel. And Yesh Lestapik Lefi Zeh Tefillah Beis Tzor, according to the Rabban, it's Doi Raisa. So maybe there's an Isra Achila before davening, according to the Rabban, Doi Raisa. But generally, if it's not an Eis Tzor, Chiyuv Tefillah, according to the Ramban, is only the Rabbanan. maybe to Ima's mother, because there's no Isser Chatzi Shir. So mi moitzet dvarav nira v'chadish. Even if we learn that chiyuv tefillah is a chiyuv min haTorah, which is, and we say that the Isser, the eat before davening, is an Isser d'oraisa, however, according to the Magen Avraham, in Kufav Sifkot and Beis, the Gam L'das HaRambam, it's enough to be maskil bakosha achas, that's how you yotze your chiyuv tefillah min haTorah. So a person who already was maskil bakosha achas, hodar hovelei chiyuv de Rabbanan. So it's a chiyuv only the Rabbanan now, because he already was yotze his chiyuv d'or raisa, and then he can eat before davening, less than a shir. That we're saying that there's a chilek between whether the issur is ben haTorah mid Rabbanan, that's because we're assuming that the issur de Rabbanan is no issur chatzi shir. However, the Rivash, Reish Pei Zayin, writes that even the issur de Rabbanan is an issur of chatzi shir, so the Taz, however, the Achronim, who from Tyson Chul Lamedalit, they were Maschil, Bashlishi, writes that the Psul Aguf, Oichel Oichlim Tumeim Leka, Ela Bashir Sholing, the gufa isir have mid rabbanon, for lo neso chatzi shiur ella bi isir doi raiso. Ayin sham in Tosfos. So it comes out from Tosfos in Chulin that it is only that there's no isir chatzi shiur if it's the rabbanon, only if it's doi raiso. And other Achronim also hold that with the Rabbanan there is no Isser of Chatzi Shir. So if that's true, then in our case there's no Isser Chatzi Shir if it's only an Isser de Rabbanan, because Tefillah is only de Rabbanan, and then the person making the Bracha can drink a Chatzi Shir. And Rabbi Yehuda Asad in Yeredei, in his Tshuvas in Yeredei, in Reish Ayin Gimel, writes that we can be mechalek, that dafkan isur de Rabbanon, that has an ikur min haTorah, a chatzi shir is asur, but an isur de Rabbanon, that has no ikur min haTorah, a chatzi shir is going to be mutter. And he learns this from what the Rivash writes, that the reason the chatzi shir is asur de Rabbanon is because called the tikkun de Rabbanon came to raisa tikkun. However, we know that in Gittin Samech Hei, Reish Amud Aleph, it says that if it has no Iker Min haTorah, we don't say called the talking the Rabbanan Kein D'oraisa Tikkun. So, but that explains the Rabbi Yehuda Asad Divrei Tosfos B'Chulin. They were also were talking about Dovr Shein Lo Iker Min haTorah. So Tosfos B'Chulin, it says that Chatzi Shir with the Rabbanan is Mutter because Ein Lo Iker Min haTorah. If it has no source in the Torah, then a Chatzi Shir is going to be Mutter Derabbanan. But if it has a source in the Torah, then a Chatzi Shir is going to be Aser Derabbanan. Even Derabbanan, a Chatzi Shir is going to be Aser. If it has an Ikar Min haTorah, if it's, this Derabbanan is taken from the Torah, it's based on a Torah law. So according to this, we can say that according to the Ramban, who holds that Chiyuv Tefillah is Derabbanan, Mamel of the Yisr, to eat before Tefillah, is an Isser Rabbanan, so this is considered Kedavah Shein Lewekar Min haTorah. We don't find a similar Isser D'oraisa, and according to this, we can explain that it's Pashut to the Chavis Yoyer and the Minchas Chinuch that there's no Isser of Chatzi Shir, because Ein Lewekar Min haTorah. And Memela, there's going to be a heter of Chatzi Shir, because it's only the Rabbanan Shein Lo Iker Min haTorah. And therefore, Chatzi Shir is Mutter. However, if we say that Be'ez Tzara, there's an Isser Lechol Kodem HaTfil, the Rambam holds Be'ez Tzara is a mitzvah d'oraisa to daven. You hold there's also an Isser to eat before this davening, according to the Ramban, and it turns out that eating before davening does have an Ikar Min HaTorah, and therefore it would come out that in Allah to have a Chatzi Shir before davening. Now, we can go further and say that even the Das HaRambam, that Chiyuv Tefillah is a Chiyuv Min HaTorah, nevertheless, according to the Diuk of the Minchas Chinuch, Midivrei Rabbonon Kamai, She'a'isul Lechol Koidem HaTefillah Ha've'isul De'Rabbonon, Chayin Rehitas HaPoiskim, Ken Gam Lefizeh, Chayze Nechshav, Kedavar She'ein Lo Eker Min HaTorah, Lo'y Matzino Yisra Adoyim Lo Adoy Raisa. So the Rambam holds that Chiyuv Tefillah is Chiyuv Min HaTorah. So some learn in the Rambam that eating before davening is also Min HaTorah, but others learn no. Chiyuv Tefillah is Min HaTorah, but eating before davening is only Derabbanan. If that's true, then this is a Dabar She'ein Lo Eker Min HaTorah, and you'd be allowed to eat a Chatzi Shir. However, before we said that it's enough to do, according to the Rambam, one haskara. If you do one haskara, you yotze your chiyuv tefillah min haTorah. So if you're maskir one bakasha, now your chiyuv is the rabbanan, and you're allowed to eat before davening. The only problem is that now we're saying that if it's an iser de rabbanan, sheyesh lo ikar min haTorah, then you're not allowed to, and then Chatzi Shir is Aser. So now it turns out that this is an Ister HaBanan Sheyesh Lo Ikar Min HaTorah. Why? Because if you say that before your mask, your one bakasha is an Ister D'oraisa, if you say that before you say a bakasha is an Ister D'oraisa, then saying a bakasha is not going to help you. Because now this chiyuv is yesh lo ikar min haTorah. So you're right, now it's gone down to a derabbanan after your bakasha achas, but it's yesh lo ikar min haTorah, since yesh lo ikar min haTorah, so chatzi shir is going to be aser. Not going to help you to say your one bakasha. You're right, you got it down to a derabbanan, but chatzi shir is, but this is a derabbanan yesh lo ikar min haTorah, therefore chatzi shir is going to be aser. And it's got an Ikar Min HaTorah because before you say the Bakasha, you're not allowed to eat. It's Doraisa, according to those who hold it's Doraisa not to eat. For Davini. So it emerges that if we learn that Achila Pachas Mekishir is Mutter Koidem HaTfilah, so Huadin Shtia Pachas Mirevius, it's also going to be Mutter. Fiza Benid Adidan. If you're allowed to have a chila pachas mikashir before davening, you're allowed to have shtia pachas mikashir, and then the mevarich can drink a little bit from the kos. The kos shel bris, anotayin shtia saloiv, sagi b'ti'im ba'om. In a mukhe Yosef, in Brachas Daf Yud, writes, "V'nirda achilas kezayis aser, aval achila v'shtia hu gavus. Achilas kezayis is aser, but achila and shtia is gavus." What does that mean? So maybe what he means is that achila pachas mikezayis is okay, shtia pachas mirvius is okay. But achila and shtia kol echad pachas mekishir, would say Rav Havishir, so there it's aser. Even though b'chol asirei Torah achila and shtia are not mitztarif. Mitztarif, maybe here they are. Al achila v'shtia hu gavus. Maybe he means when they're mitztarif. Not clear what the Mugei Yosef means. B'chavas Yor in the Makor Chaim and the Makor Chayim concludes that Pachas Mekizayis is mutter. Gam l'divrei Minchas Chinuch, but the Dan that we paskin that Kedas HaRamban, that Tfilas de Rabbanon, you're allowed to eat less than a Kizayis. Over the Mishnah Berura, Simon Peites, Yivkot and Chaf Aleph, learns La Halacha, Shafilo Pachas Mikizayis Aser. He's been signed to the Rambam, that you're not allowed to be time before davening. Itvarav v'chudashi me'od, because the Rush, the end of the second parak of Kedushin, writes that if a person is Mekadish, Isha v'chomitz de Rabbanan, v'shoz de Rabbanan, it's Kedushin because it's Tzrei de Rabbanan, and it's Ein Lo'ekam in HaTorah. So if the chomitz is only Aser de Rabbanan, and the time frame is only one where it's Aser de Rabbanan tit chomitz, you're Mekadish one with chomitz, so me'mela it's... where it's a time, the time frame is the time frame that it's aser midrabbanan to get hanaf from chametz. She's mikudeshes because you have two derabbanan zayin loeker mena Torah. So according to this, if you say chiyuv tefilas derabbanan, and the iser to eat before tefilas also an iser derabbanan, so the kulei alma it's an iser shein loeker mena Torah. And the Mishnah Berurah learns like the Ramban, chiyuv tefilas derabbanan. And Peites he says that the iser lechol koydim tefilas midrabbanan. Semehechet Tesi, that you're not allowed to eat less than a kezayis. He quotes the Rambam. The Rambam's the Shitasa. The Tefillah is a chi of Torah. So therefore, the Rambam holds that you're not even allowed to have a pachas mekezayis. You're not allowed to be towing. But Ladidan, according to the Mishnah Berurah, paskins like the Ramban, Tefillah is only the Rabbanan. And the Yisrael eat before davening is the Rabbanan. So why can't you have less than a shir? Ain't no way coming at Torah. From the fact that Mishnah Berurah holds that even Tim of Alma is Aser, so he obviously holds that if it's two derabbanan, they don't like a Minat Torah, there's still an Isra of Chatzi Shir. Okay, this is the first stage in our journey. And if it's Hashem, in the next share, we will continue this discussion of the Lean Nether. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.